And I heard a statistic over on TV that said something like this. And I know some of you are in college right now. The average graduate from college, average, is going to leave college with at least over $20,000 in debt. That's what I heard. Now, that means average means there's some who've got more, some who've got less. But many people are going to, you know what I'm saying, many of us are going to leave college right now have loans over our heads. Well, where do we go? We go to the Lord Jesus. These men gathered around him, gathered around David. We need to gather around Christ and ask him to guide us. He is our captain. He is our Lord. Third group, they were discontented. Are you discontented? I think it's oftentimes a young person can feel discontented. Nobody understands them. They don't want to be like their father or mother, for sure. I don't want to be like those old people over there. But if you feel that way, gather around David. Do what these people did. Gather around David. I.e., let's go to Christ. He is God's true king. God's true king is the Lord Jesus. We need to gather around Christ. So these men, now we see 400 men here. Elsewhere we're going to find he has 600 men. But these men gathered around David. And he became their captain. He became their leader. And you're going to find now when we get on that they seem to love David. David didn't exploit them. Like how we read in 1 Samuel chapter 8, the type of king that they would have. David didn't exploit these men. They had a love for him. That's like the Lord Jesus. We should have a love for him. He doesn't exploit us. He helps us. He leads us through. And he gives us the grace that we need to overcome. Let's now move on to chapter 25. We know the story here about how basically David and his men had at some previous time protected Nabal. And we read about Nabal. Nabal was, verse 2, there was a man in Maon whose business was in Carmel. The man was very rich. We read a lot of them. He was a very rich man. He had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. He was shearing his sheep in Carmel. I mean, we hear about his name. We hear about his character. But if you read through a bit more, you will find that David basically was sending his men, his young men, to go to this man. Verse 5, David sent 10 young men. And David said to the young men, go up to Carmel, go to Nabal, and greet him in my name. When I read that, I thought of these men. It says specifically 10 young men. These were men whom David could trust. These were young men who were loyal to David. And David could trust them to do this job. I thought of a young man. Let's look at Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. And verses 19 to 23. So David could trust these 10 young men. It says specifically, they went to do this job. In Philippians chapter 2, I read this verse 19. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state. For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state. Timothy had that character. That he would really, he was a true servant of the Lord Jesus. And this is a challenge for all of us. For all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus. But you know this his proven character, that as a son with his father, he served with me in the gospel. Therefore, I hope to send him at once, as soon as I see how it goes with me. So, we read about Timothy. Timothy had a character where he cared. He really cared about the things of God. And this is a challenge for us. Are you a young person? Are you a young person that the Lord can actually use? Are you available? Are we available for the Lord to use us? These 10 young men, it says specifically, David sent these 10 men, these young men. He said to the young man, go up to Carmel, go to Nabal, and greet him in my name. In other words, on my behalf. Represent me. That's what it means. You represent me. The challenge for us is, are we young men, young women, are we faithful to the Lord? Are we able to be used by the Lord in His own service? And then in verse 6, and thus you shall say to him who lives in prosperity, peace be to you, peace to your house, peace to all that you have. He came in peace. He wasn't coming to make a fight. He wasn't sending them to make a fight. Now I have heard that your shearers, your shepherds, were with you, and we did not hurt them. Nor was there anything missing from them all the while they were in Carmel. Ask your young men, and they will tell you. Therefore, let my young men find favor in your eyes, for we come on a feast day. Please give whatever comes to your hand to your servants and to your son David. Verse 9. So when David's young men came, they spoke to Nabal according to all these words in the name of David and waited. These men were obedient. That's what comes home to me. These young men were obedient to the actual direction of David. And it's a challenge for us. Are we obedient when the Lord Jesus gives us directions to do? You know, sometimes He tells us to do things and we don't want to do them, quite honestly. That's being honest with you. But then when we do them, we realize that there are blessings associated with it. He never exploits us. And David didn't exploit his men. So we see in verse 9, their obedience. Then in verse 12, so David's young men turned on their heels and went back, and they came and told him all these words. When I read that, I thought about the fact that these men had communion, as it were. They went back to David and reported to David the things that they had gone on. It tells me about communion, as I said. Are we having fellowship with our David, with the Lord Jesus? We've heard it this morning. Are you and I spending time in prayer every single day and reading the Word? These men went back to David. They were given a job to do by David. They were obedient. But then, when they were done their job, as it were, at least this part of the job, they go back and they are reporting back to David. That speaks to me of communion. And then, over in verse 13, then David said to his men, every man girded on his sword. So every man girded on his sword, and David also girded on his sword. And about 400 men went with David, and 200 stayed with the supplies. Well, in one sense, it depends on who you read, you realize that David was about to really sort of get revenge on Nabal. Earlier, David could have had revenge, as it were, if you want to call it, on Saul, but he didn't do that. But here, he's about to go and really lay to this man. And as we know the story, he was prevented from doing that by Abigail, with her wisdom. But let's look at it here. These young men were willing to fight with him. And I sort of want to make the parallel to the New Testament, that we are in a battle today. We are in a real battle today. There is real warfare that we are facing. And if you turn to Ephesians chapter 6, you will find that if we are going to succeed in this battle, we better be equipped, or else we are not going to succeed. We're going to be defeated.